Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Wave FM's Jade up against Damien. This is the Joke Off.
Yep, love the Friday Joke Off. We put Jade up against Damien. 5 jokes apiece. There can only be one winner. Take it away, Jade and Damo. Live this morning from Jeroa.
We are in Jeroa. Today we're going with a dad joke challenge.
That's okay, right, that's right.
The focus is on dad jokes, but they've got to be hilarious, all right? Oh. One-on-one, I'm going to kick things off. Dino, you are the judge. Here we go. I married my wife for her looks, but not the one she's given me lately. Oh, boom!
Did you say good dad jokes?
Oh, take it back.
Okay, look.
What do you got?
Okay, I'm going to say the bar's very low with me today. My dad jokes are pretty terrible as well. I tried to catch fog yesterday. Missed.
I don't even get it.
Missed!
Oh! Oh, all right.
Damo goes one up as we head to round two.
Yeah, absolutely. Stephen King has a son named Joel. I'm not joking, but he is.
Oh, God.
Come on, that is a good joke. Come on.
I quit my job working for Nike. I just couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, not bad. Okay. All right.
We'll give that one to Jade. It's one apiece.
Oh, thanks. That was a 60 vote. I know that was.
All right. I asked the IT guy, how do you make a motherboard? He said, I'll tell her about my job.
That's true.
Come on, that's pretty good.
I tried to organize a hide and seek tournament, but it was a complete failure. Good players are hard to find.
Jade's jokes are terrible. Today,
That's a win for the IT crew. That one. That goes two to one.
All right, look. I wanted my kids to watch the orchestra, but I had to turn it off. You know why? It had too much sax and violins.
That's so bad.
Oh, my God.
Dino's a dad, and I heard him appreciate that.
That's
he went, that was hilarious.
Adam and Eve, the first ones to ignore the Apple terms and conditions.
Sorry?
Come on, that was clever.
I don't get any of Jade's jokes today. I'm supporting you as much as I can.
Adam and Eve, it's all about the apple. Oh. Apple's terms and conditions. No one reads them. They're like 50 pages long. Yeah, remember she ate the apple and everything.
I don't think that one beats Damien's dirty sax gag. That one.
So all right. Okay, I'm going to come
It's
home
three
strong.
To one. Let's go to the final round. So
all right. Okay, I've won anyway. When I was a boy, I had a disease that required me to eat dirt 3 times a day in order to survive, to stay alive. Oh, thank God my older brother told me all about this. Oh, jeez. What? Tumbleweed. Did you not? Oh, wow. It's a poor case when we have to explain our jokes today.
A man walks into a zoo. The only animal in the entire zoo is a dog. It's a shih tzu.
All right, not bad.
Jade's come home strong.
It is 3-2 to Damo, a win to Damien
on Dad's Day Friday. Love the gags.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, do you think it's a mean thing to laugh at other people?
What do you mean? Laugh with or at?
laugh at. Okay, you know when you're living your life. Okay, we're all living our lives, but sometimes you stumble upon somebody else's life along the way, and you spot something. And you go, oh, that's a bit funny. Like for instance, I was driving through my neighborhood recently, and I saw a dad and his child, and they were taking a walk. And as I was driving by, they were walking up a little driveway to their house, and I noticed the little kid tripped over and fell. And as I saw it, I was driving by and I laughed out loud.
Oh, no.
you know that moment where you go, oh, that's kind of funny. I'm glad I'm not that dad right now. Yeah?
And you're glad you're not that kid too.
Well, look, I kept on driving thinking, I'd imagine he's fine. Yeah, it didn't look like a big tumble. Yeah, it was a small tumble.
He didn't knock his 2 front teeth out or anything.
I think
like
he
that.
Was fine, okay. But I thought it was funny.
Yeah, a little giggle.
Yeah, so you think it's all right, yeah?
No, I don't think it's like laughing at someone else's expense.
Okay, well, yes.
Your natural knee-jerk reaction sometimes is to laugh.
It is.
Well, sometimes you laugh, like if your kid, you know, stacks it, like even your own children, spectacularly, and then you kind of laugh and then you go, oh, are you okay?
Yeah. And then you go, oh, gee, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, sorry. Does care, but I just, natural reaction was to laugh first.
Yesterday we were at Flagstaff Hill, which is gorgeous over there. Yes. We were shooting the video Superhuman. Okay, and when we were there, there was a scene that involved two love interests eating ice creams. Yes. Okay, and once that scene was over, we handed the ice creams to you.
Yes,
and said, okay, now Jade, you try and move people on, because there was lots of passerbys watching what was going on.
That's
and
right.
And we had to get drone footage, and we said, Jade, you go get all those people away.
That's right. And I'm director extraordinaire. It was my job.
You were doing an awesome job, and I watched you run off with the ice cream still in your hand to go up to a whole bunch of people and say, can you move out of the way. And from a distance I saw a flock of seagulls making their way down to you, and I was standing with the rest of the crew, and I said, say nothing. All right, these seagulls are about to attack her.
How nice is that? And so they did attack me.
They did attack you. We saw from a distance as the seagulls swooped in to get the ice creams from your hand. You let out a little yelp, and then you start running away. And to top it all off, there was dog poo on a bit of an edge of the grass, and you also walked on that. And we also knew the dog poo was there too.
I know. So, and then the first thing was not laugh, are you okay? It was laugh, did you get that on camera?
That's exactly.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Putin.
Oh, Putin. What's he done now?
All right. Now, as you know, that the war is ongoing in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's a terrible, terrible thing.
It is.
Russia have got so many troops over there. Now, to combat the diminishing population of Russia, because over the last couple of years with the war and also the fact that COVID came along, and the fact that people aren't having as many children, he's concerned about the future. So he's come up with a baby bonus. All right.
A baby bonus. Oh, right. I remember. Remember the baby bonus you used to have here? I think it was like $5,000 or something.
And everyone got plasma TVs.
Yeah, everyone, so that's why they had to abolish it, or like give it out in like dribs and drabs, like a fortnightly payment, so people wouldn't go and buy a big screen.
Big screen TV.
Actually use it for nappies.
I still love my big screen TV. It's still working. So.
Good investment.
Thanks to my son Jarvis. No, but in Russia, okay, so here's what he's offering. He is offering that if you are a woman and you have 10 children, 10 children.
Yes.
On the birthday, the first birthday of the 10th child, and also depending on whether all the other children are still alive,
okay,
you will get paid 1 million ruples. All right.
1 million ruples?
Yeah, 1 million ruples.
What does that equate to in Australian dollars? What are we talking?
Okay, $13,500. Okay.
For 10 kids?
Now, wait a minute. Okay, that doesn't sound like much in Australian terms, but by Russian standards, that's about a year and a half wage.
Hang on a minute. Let's backtrack. It's still 10 children. It's 10 children. So if you had 10 kids, one after the other, effectively you would lose 10 years of wages at least.
Without a doubt.
And you know, we've talked about, like, it costs $1 million to raise one child. That's the going rate these days. So that's $10 million. You're behind on your investment before you've even begun.
Is that $1 million?
Yes. So
that's why I'm always broke.
Exactly. That explains why we've got no money. And then keeping 10 kids alive, I struggle with 4.
Well, can you imagine the pressure as well? Okay, the husband and wife, they're on the 9th child. They're like, look, let's do it tonight for Mother Russia.
That's right. Just one more, and then we're going to keep him alive for a year.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It is Friday, and every Friday we like to take an opportunity to try and raise awareness to somebody who might be doing it tough in our area. It's called GoFundMe Friday, and this morning we have a terrible story out of Shell Cove. All right, a husband, wife, 2 children. The husband, Dave, he's been going through a really tough case of lymphoma. It's very, very hard. He's been battling it now for quite some time, and it's getting to the point where unfortunately there's only one drug that can actually help him.
Mm-hmm.
One drug, and this drug is extremely expensive, very, very expensive, and it is his last ditch attempt to try and battle this. It's a very, very tough case. We've got Helen, his wife, on the phone.
Good morning, Helen. Can you tell us about your husband, Dave? What kind of man is he?
Wonderful.
I'm sure he is. You guys have been married for 35 years.
Yeah, now look, he's a wonderful man, very good husband. He was an assistant director in the tax office and he's only retired a few years ago. We have a son with Down syndrome, so he was fairly active in the helping out the disability sector and the community, doing different things. Last April, he was diagnosed with this lymphoma, so he's been fighting it since then, and we've had every combination of chemotherapy plus radiation to this point. He's been in hospital now a couple of months because he had a really harsh chemotherapy which knocked him off his feet.
Yep.
So he's there trying to pick up a little bit from that, but he's lost 30 kilos since his, you know, diagnosis.
Yeah.
And we're at that stage now. And after that, he decided no more chemo, but he's thought about it more and thought, no, well, obviously, he just wants to do everything to live.
Yeah.
But this drug, Romidepsin, is basically a last resort, but he also had to have a test at the Peter MacCallum Centre in Melbourne to see if he was eligible. He had to have a certain mutation to see if he was eligible, and he had that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. We're just, you know, praying and hoping that this turns things around.
This treatment, Romidepsin, it's extremely expensive. It's $15,000 per treatment, and anyone who actually gets this dosage has to do it six times. So it's $90,000 worth of treatment. It's really expensive, and unfortunately, it's not covered by anything.
No.
Which is a terrible situation.
That's correct. My husband's actually working with a couple of his friends. One's a professor at ANU, and they're putting together a paper with one of the MPs. I won't say who it is, just in case. So they're going to table that at the next parliament. So to put forward to people to get it put on the PBS, or at the very least have a tax break.
Yeah.
And it won't help him, but it may help people down the track. So you're only eligible for this drug if you've had every other possible treatment.
Yeah, right.
So you're really in a very weak and vulnerable stage when you're eligible for it. To have it so expensive, the actual, you know, he said it was approximately $15,000. When he's ordered that drug, and he will let me know the exact price, and then we'll adjust our target accordingly.
Yeah.
But it's around that figure. So,
Helen, it's a testament to the man that your husband is. He's fighting for this to get a break for other people, knowing that it won't help him. And that seems to be the way that he's lived his life, helping other people. So we need to help Dave. Forgo your $5 coffee today. Donate it to Dave's family so that he can be around with his family for as long as possible.
Well, look, if you want to get behind Dave's cause, help him out in every way you can. Raise that money. Jump on our Facebook page. All the details will be there, and also our website. Forgo that coffee, forgo whatever it might be, $5, $10, whatever you can give. It all adds up to try and get to that 90,000 goal. Helen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate it. I'm so grateful.
GoFundMe Friday. This week it's all about Dave of Shell Cove. Get all the details on how you can help Illawarra at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, a couple of weird stories for you straight out of Russia. Russia have just had a special arms fair. In other words, you know, one of those big events where they show off their latest weapons.
All right, oh, they pull out all their big guns.
Yeah, their big guns.
See whose gun's bigger.
Exactly, that's it. It's one of those sort of things. Now, they've just invented a robot dog, okay? And on the back of the robot dog, it has a rocket launcher. Yes, you heard it first. All right, so I don't know why they needed it.
Some dogs are deadly when they let off. That one particular is.
I like that. I like that. Very good. All right. What about this? In California, a monkey has accidentally called 911 and got the police rushing to the zoo. Apparently, it was a Capuchin monkey. Is that what they're called?
Sounds legit to me.
Well, look. The 911 was called. They didn't know where it was coming from, but someone said, well, you know, the message sounded like this. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I think it's a monkey. It was a monkey. It was a Capuchin monkey, and it did it just by pure fluke.
Oh, so just accidentally pressed 911.
It just by pure.
Didn't know how to do it.
Pure fluke.
So that, you're not going to be putting a rocket launcher anytime soon.
No, none of it's back. Okay. Nothing like that. Now, here's the best story of the day. Okay. All right. This is straight out of the U.S. The scammers. We all hate scammers, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Bloody scammers.
Man, they're getting more and more creative.
Oh, they're on everything. Well, wouldn't you like to get revenge on a scammer?
Yes.
When they get on the phone and they start getting you through the whole ordeal and then they get to the point where they're asking for your credit card details, wouldn't it be great to suddenly pretend like you're on a TV show and shock them? Well, one woman has done exactly that.
So tell me what you did so that I can recreate this next time I get a telemarketer call.
Well, you're very fortunate. We happen to have audio of it.
Oh,
so
okay.
The scammers got on the phone, had a full chat with her, and when it got to the point of actually giving her credit card details, then she did 3, 2, 1, we're going live, all right, on to TV. So check this out.
Okay, the card has your name on it?
Yes.
All right, and go ahead with the number, please.
It's 3, 2, 1. Good evening. We are live on television right now with an investigation into scam callers. We have the FBI on the line. They are tracking this phone number as we speak. Sir, what is your full name again?
Oh, I love that.
That is
sucked in,
so
I say.
Was she actually on TV?
Or no, she wasn't. She wasn't.
Oh, my God, she even sucked me in. That's great. So she
quick
did
thinking.
The news voice. Oh, we are crossing to you live.
Okay. Well, you know what to do because we're all getting these calls. Try it today. Give it a go. If you've done it, if you've succeeded to take on a scammer, tell us on Monday morning. We want to hear all about it because that's the benchmark now.
Oh,
that's
it.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.